Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Now for our story. Bill Meade walked quickly along Willow Road on his way to camp. It was very early in the morning, and dawn was just beginning to show faintly in the east. As he walked along, Bill was thinking of everything that had happened last night, after Kit had arrived in Wakefield from California, with the baby boy she told him was his son. He'd spent a restless, sleepless night, reviewing again and again his talks with Kit and with Jesse and with Ben Calvert when Ben had followed him to Bungalow B at the Wakefield Auto Court. This morning, he'd purposely arisen earlier than usual. Now, as he comes up to Aunt Mary Lane's farm, he's encouraged by a light in the window. Walking around to the back, Bill taps lightly on the kitchen door.
Hello? Who is it?
It's me, Bill Meade.
Oh. Come in, Bill.
Good morning, Peggy.
Morning.
I'm on my way to camp. But I started earlier than usual because...
I suppose you wanted to talk to Aunt Mary. I'll go and get her.
No, wait a minute. Peggy.
What is it?
Can't we talk for a moment?
Well, Bill, I...
Sit down for a minute, will you?
All right, Bill. Is anything the matter? You look tired.
I am, but I'm all right. I just didn't sleep very well last night.
Oh? That's too bad. Seems every time I see you lately, you're tired or worried or something.
Yeah, I suppose I am. But let's not talk about that. Peggy, I...
Well?
Kit came back last night.
Did she? How nice for you.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Really, Bill?
I've wanted to tell you something for a long time, but I couldn't until now.
Bill, frankly, I'm not the least bit concerned about Kit's return.
Peggy, I know you've been hurt. I can understand why. That's the reason I want you to know the real explanation now. The explanation that'll really clear things up once and for all.
Bill, I'd rather not hear it. I've listened to you plenty of times, and it never straightened anything out. I don't see why this time should be any different. I'd prefer not listening to you anymore. So if you'll excuse me, I'll go and tell Aunt Mary you're here. You can tell her about it. Aunt Mary's much more sympathetic to your little problems than I am.
No, wait a minute, Peggy, please. Peggy, you've got to listen.
Please, let go of my arm, Bill.
All right.
I'll tell Aunt Mary you're here.
Good morning, Bill. Peggy just told me you're here.
Hello, Aunt Mary.
This is a nice surprise. Good to see you, Bill. It's been quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it seems like years to me.
How have things been with you, Bill?
Well, that's what I came to tell you. I wanted to tell Peggy. I wanted to explain the whole story to her now that I can. But, of course, it doesn't interest her anymore, one way or the other.
Well, Bill, you can tell me. I'm very concerned.
Kit came back to Wakefield last night.
Oh, I see. How is she, Bill?
She's all right. She... I mean, we... We have a baby.
Is that what you came to tell Peggy?
You don't seem very surprised.
No, it's not a surprise to me. You see, Bill, I knew that you were expecting a child. I've known it for some time.
You have? But how could you? No one... Who told you, Aunt Mary?
Oh, I'd rather not say, Bill. But I realized at the time that I never should have been told, and so I haven't mentioned it to anyone.
Oh.
Well, tell me about it, Bill. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. You see, Aunt Mary, it was because of the baby and all that. I couldn't explain anything to Peggy. I'd promised Kit I wouldn't say anything about it until she came back. Kit was afraid. There was a possibility that the child might not be, well, healthy. That was why Kit went away.
But the baby is all right.
Oh, yes, the baby's fine.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, but it's been awfully tough all these months, not being able to say anything. Seeing what it did to Peggy. Maybe I was foolish to keep my promise to Kit. But somehow...
No, Bill. You had to.
Yeah, somehow it seemed cruel not to. It meant so much to Kit.
Well, I can see why you felt as you did, Bill. Did you explain this to Peggy?
Oh, it's just the trouble, Aunt Mary. I wanted to, but Peggy wouldn't listen.
Then, she doesn't know about the baby yet.
No. Oh, I told her Kit was back, and that's as far as she'd let me get. She just walked out.
I see. Well, I'm sorry Peggy feels that way, Bill. But in a sense, it's only natural.
Yes, I guess I have no right to expect anything else. You know, you're the only person who's had any faith in me all through this thing. You and David Bowman. Sometimes when I felt as if I was on the verge of going nuts thinking about it, I'd think of you, and it would sort of hold me together.
Well, I'm glad I've been a little help, Bill. I only wish I could have done more.
Strange. Even though I ought to know better, I just can't believe that Peggy's feelings toward me have changed so much.
Well, Bill, sometimes I've wondered about it, too. But I can't be sure. From what Peggy says...
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'm just trying to build myself up because I want to believe she still cares for me.
You must remember, Bill, your affairs are still pretty much in the muddle. What do you intend to do?
Well, I'm married. It seems to me there's only one thing I can do. I'm going to get a divorce.
I see.
What else can I do? Kit and I... Well, it just won't work. So ironical, too. I've always wanted a child. I want to be a good father. But what kind of a life would it be for the child? Even if Kit and I stayed together, we couldn't give him a normal home. You know, children sense those things.
Yes, Bill, they do. The baby is a tremendous responsibility.
I know that, Aunt Mary. That's what has me so bothered, because I want to do the right thing. Do you think it's wrong, Aunt Mary, to go ahead with the divorce in spite of the baby?
Well, Bill, that's a terribly difficult question. I hardly feel that I can give you an answer. It's so hard to be positive when a new life is at stake. I'm not sure I have a right to.
Yeah, I realize it isn't fair of me to ask you for an opinion, but... Well, it helps just to talk it over with you. It's all such a mess. I do want to be fair to the child. And then, if I knew whether it would make any difference to Peggy when everything's straightened out, when she knows that I've been honest with her... But, of course, I've accepted by now that it won't make any difference. At least I try to accept it.
I can't give you an answer to that, either. I can only tell you what I think. That the main thing is for you to be honest with yourself. If you can hold your head up, knowing you've done the best thing, the most honorable thing you know how to do, you'll be all right.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Mary, for telling me that. That's all I can see to do now. Just be honest with myself. And maybe, in the end, if I do what I should do, what seems best for everyone, Well, maybe things will be right with Peggy, too.
Perhaps, Bill. That's something you'll have to be patient about. Something you can only find out later.
Bill Meade thanked Aunt Mary again. Started out on the walk to camp. It was daylight now, and as he walked along thoughtfully, Bill felt for the first time in months that he was close to solving the intricate problems which had come into his life. And yet there was the baby, his son. Could he be sure he was doing fair by his child?
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.